All right, we are in Saudi Bay's and Aleph. We are. Let's just review. We were like running a little bit at the end, so let's just start from the two dots for a second to catch up to where we were. So the Gemara says in the two dots, four lines from the top, Amr is the right. The Mishnah had said that a woman is nisafi bezdin, so her husband comes, meaning 1/8, her husband comes back, so she has to leave him, and she has to bring a korban. So Amr Ziri leis lemas nisa. You don't pass like a Mishnah. Why? The tani be midrasha. Horu bezin sheshaka chama lebasof zarcha. If the bezin passes that the sun went down, it was Shabbos. The person did whatever they did. Chayv for being mechal Shabbos with basof zarcha. And it turns out no, it was daytime. Ein zu hara el atos. That's not a psak. That's a mistake. So Rav Nachman Amar Harahi, and Rav Nachman says, no, it is a psak. So Amar Rav Nachman Teda de Harahi. I'll tell you how it's a psak. The Vachol Tarakula Eida Achad Lo Mehemen V'Hacha Mehemen. Right? Because in Kol Tarakula, you don't believe one eight, but here you believe in eight. My time, Allah Mishim Dara. It's because it's a psak. So Amar Rav, no, he says no. Teda de Tosu. It is a mistake. Why the Ilu Haru Bezdin Mechilu V'Vadam LeHetera? If Bezdin would say that a certain type of fat or blood is mutter v'hadar chazu time al yisur, then they find out. No, it's really aser. Ki hadre va'amre lahetera lo mashkachinan lo. Then they say, oh, just kidding, really it's mutter. We say, what do you mean now it's mutter? We're not going to listen to you because you found some real definitive information, and that dam lahed can't transform back to being mutter, right? If you found some information that's aser, it's aser. Nothing's going to change that, right? But however, v'ilu hecha da'asa idachad sharina, right? If you have a 1a that said she can get married, her husband died. Also, Trey Asana, two people come back and say, no, we saw him, a later date, and he was still alive, right? And now she can't get married. Ki hadar asa edachrina sharina love. Another A would come at a later date and say, I saw him at a later date, and I saw that he died. We would talk up matahir again, right? My taima, lamishim detozu. Why is it? It's because the first A was a mistake, right? So you see that 1A can be a mistake. So you don't say that this that there's some type of hora here and that's why we follow it. No, it could taka be a mistake if that's what happened. In which case it sounds like we're agreeing with Ziri that this is correct, that if it was really a mistake, it's a mistake. And she would bring a korban, it sounds like. But after Abilaz, and this is where we left off last time. Vafra Rabbi Eliezer Savar de Taos, and Rabbi Eliezer also holds it's a mistake. Why? The son of Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yikov Hadin Esahar. Right? That the halacha should knock down the mountain. What does that mean? V'tavichatas. Right? V'tavichatas Shemin. And she should go ahead and bring a fat, a big fat korban, basically. It means like you bring a korban. Like, for sure you bring a korban, right? Right? And what does that mean, Yikov Hadin Esahar? It basically means that you should, like, don't rely on the superficiality. Like, delve deep and understand what really caused this to happen, etc. Don't just, like, accept things at face value. What do you mean? If you want to say it was a mistake, right? That's why Korban. That's why she brings a korban, because the whole thing was a mistake, right? And that's why he says, bring a korban. Right? But if you say it was a psak, again, why should bring a korban? They told her she could get married. There's no reason to say she brings a korban chatas for a mistake when she didn't make a mistake. So says Gemara, wait a second. V'dilma kasav Rabbi Yezer yachi she'asa baras bezin chayev. Maybe that's just because Rabbi Yezer holds that, meaning it's not that it was a mistake, but he holds that the rule is that if one individual acts by haras bezin, he still has to bring a korban. So says Gemara, that can't be. Why? Imkein ma yikov adin esahar. Why? What's this language of yikov adin esahar? Yikov adin esahar means take a look at what really happened here, right? So if you're going to say that, then that wouldn't make any sense. So look at Rashi just for a second. This phrase yikov adin esahar. Rashi's like six lines down on the right side from where we just finished the Gemara. So right now, last word in line is hahar. Yikov adin esahar. Benise is api bezdin. Right, when it comes to someone who got married because Bezdin told her she could, lo amrin api bezdin hu umifter. You don't say, oh, it was Bezdin told you, and you're butter. Elahoch and achar omek hadvarim. We follow. We have to find out what really happened here. We don't just close our eyes and say, well, Bezdin said I could. Right? It's like someone says, like, well, I got a psak. Well, someone's like, well, you didn't give all the information. So the fact that you got a psak doesn't mean anything, right? You don't just close your eyes, but rather you have to find out what happened here. Varminan ta'usahu. It's not true. So what? And that's the general concept. So Gemara says, but wait a second, maybe Rabbi Elazar just holds that Yachid who did what they did because Bezdin told her they could, brings a korban anyways. And the Gemara said, what do you mean? If that's true, Ma'i kavod in sahar, like a Rashi, next Rashi. Midatani hachi mashma di lo ma'ainin ba shapir lefumir to have a patala, right? The whole point is that if you wouldn't look carefully, you would say, yeah, taka like that. You know what? Let it go. She worked out, she did a lot of Bezdin anyways. So if that's what you're going to say, then you're not having kavod in sahar. The fact you're saying kavod in sahar means don't just take the basic approach. So I'll close my eyes and I'm sure it's fine. Rather, look deeply. This was a mistake. This wasn't right. And that's why she has to talk and bring a korban. Okay. Next. So Bezdin had said, the Mishnah had said, Haruha Bezdin, Lihinasei, if Bezdin allowed her to get remarried, then she goes ahead and she's Kilkala. Right? She assumed some type of inappropriate relationship. So that's no good. She can't do that because she's not given the heter to do that. Right? So what's... one second. Chayavis b'korban, right? So meaning if she's kilkala, then she has to bring a korban. Shelo hitiruha el hinasei. They only allowed her to get married. They didn't allow her to be mezana. So says the Gemara as follows. Mike, what do you mean kilkala? What's the definition that she was kilkala? She did something inappropriate. What's inappropriate? What does that mean? So Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says zinsa. No, she went ahead and she was mezana. She was together with somebody that she's forbidden to. Rabbi Yochan Amar aman lekohen gadol grusha v'chalutz lekohen hedyot. Rabbi Yochan says she wasn't just like mezana with some regular person, but she actually went ahead and married somebody that she is forbidden to marry, a lav, but someone she's forbidden to marry. So she's an amana, married a kohen gadol, she's a grusha for chalutza, she married a kohen hedyot. So manda amar zinsa koshken amana la kohen gadol. Right? If she was mezana, the implication is she was together with some person she's not married to. Right? She had some type of a physical relationship with someone that she's not married to them, but she's not like, there's not like some, she in theory could have, could be married to them. She just isn't. So then Kol Shekein, Amalei Kohen Gadol, who's forbidden to get married to, right? So Manda Amar Zinsa, Kol Shekein, sorry, I just read it. Manda Amar Zinsa, Kol Shekein, Amalei Kohen Gadol, Manda Amar Amalei Kohen Gadol, Aval Zinsa Lo, right? But the implication is if it's Amalei Kohen Gadol is forbidden, but that be just Stam's nus, right, would be permissible. That'd be okay, right? Well, she doesn't bring a korban. Right? She's not permissible. She doesn't bring a korban. My time, why not? Why doesn't she bring a korban? So it says the Gemara, the Amra Asur Hu the Shavitz Penuya. The Gemara, because she's gonna say to you, what do you mean? You made me single, right? You made me single. So a single woman who's together with a man that she is, not forbidden to, but it's not a marriage. It's the wrong thing to do. It's an isser. There shouldn't be a korban for that. Okay. Tanakh Vasa Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brace that supports this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that Aman Lekohen Gadol Grush V'Chalut Kohen Hedyo. Right. That says what? Haru Bezin Linasei. If she Bezin allowed her to get remarried, V'Hachav Akilkala. She goes ahead and she's Mekakel Kigon Aman Lekohen Gadol Grush V'Chalut Kohen Hedyo. Chayav Mekorban. Akol Biya V'Biya. The Rabbi Elazar. Chamromim Korban Echad Alakol. Right, so, but what's clear is that the Bryce assumes that what does it mean, Kilkala? It tells you. It means, like, for example, Aman Lekohen Gadol, Rush V'Chalutz Kohen Hedyot. You see that that's what Kilkala refers to. Then we have Machalogos, Rabbi Elazar says that on each time she's together, Kobiya V'Biya, Chamomim Korban Echad for everything. One Korban for the entire relationship, no matter how many times her and this man are together. Umodim Chacham Rabbi Elazar Shim Nisei Lechamishem Le Adam Shechayevitz Bekorban Akol Echa VeEcha Hol VeGufin Muchlokin. So Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar that if she was Nisei's, right, she was together with these five different people, so she's going to have to bring a korban for each and every act because each time it's a different person that she's together with. Fine. Okay. So the bottom line is Kilkalas presumably refers to. We seem to approve. Refers to Aman Lekohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza Kohen Hedyot, and the woman who's Mizana, after getting permission from Bezdin to remarry, would be doing the wrong thing, but she wouldn't have to bring a korban. Okay. New Mishnah. New Mishnah says as follows. Ha'isha, we don't need a chart quite, but you have to think a little bit as we move through. Ha'isha shahalach ba'ala u'bina. L'medina seya. Okay, so this woman, her husband didn't just go on a trip and leave for a long time, but her husband and her son, presumably her only son, right, went on a trip. And they went far away. And they came and they tell her the following case. Or they tell her the following information. Meis ba'alech. Va'achakach meis b'neich. So what happened? Your husband died. And then afterwards, your son died. Which means that when your husband died, he still had a child. Okay? Which means Yibum is not in play here. Right? So your husband died first, and then your son died. V'niseit. So a bit with that information, she went ahead and she got married. Not to her brother-in-law, but to anybody. Right? She went ahead and she got married. Va'achakach amrula chilav hayu dvarim. And then they come back and say, actually, just kidding. Really, it was the opposite. Really, your son died first, and then afterwards, your husband died. Meaning, when your husband died, he died without a son. Right? Meaning, there was a requirement of Yibum. And while she was a Zikla Yibum to her brother-in-law, she went ahead and she married this new person, who's not the person she's supposed to marry. And turns out that her new marriage is to someone to whom she's forbidden to be married. Okay? So what happens? Tetzei, so she has to leave the marriage with this new guy. Va'avlad rishon va'acharon mamzer. And the first and last child are mamzerim. The Gemara is going to answer the question, what do you mean rishon va'acharon? We're going to explain what that means in a second. But the assumption is that the child is going to be a mamzer. Why a mamzer? Rashi points out. Rashi says mamzer. It's like four lines into the Rashi's on the Mishnah. Mamzer u'karebi akiva mitukma. The amar yesh mamzer mechavi lavin. Right? This is The Isser of a Yavama marrying someone other than her Yavam is an Isser Lav. So Avlad Mamzer is only according to your approach of Rabbi Kiva, who says that that scenario results in, that relationship results in a Mamzer. Others who would hold not that way, so this, they wouldn't say Mamzer. But that's what we mean, that's what we say Avlad Mamzer. Okay. Okay. So Amrullah, so now, next case. Amrullah, Meis B'neich. And what if they told her your son died first, and then your husband died, right? Vinisiyabba, and then she went ahead on that information, because son dies first, husband dies next. Then when the husband dies, there's a requirement of yibum, and she went ahead and her brother-in-law is in town, so she did yibum with him, right? She found this information, they did yibum. And then she finds out, gevad, it was the opposite. Really, the husband died first, and the son died second, in which case, there was no Zikli Yibam. There's no Zikli Yibam, then there's an Isser, HSH, for her to marry this guy, right? So what happens? So she has to leave this, the mistaken Yavam, and the children she has with him are also Mamzerim, again, because that's, because that's an Isser. Okay. So, fine. Next case. There's two dots in the Mishnah, but really it's just more cases of the same Mishnah. Amrula meis baleich. They said to her that your husband died. V'niseis. And then she gets married. V'achakach amrula kayim haya. Kayim haya umeis. And they say, well, he is dead, but he didn't die then. Really what happened was, he was alive at the time you got married to the new husband, and then he died afterwards. Okay, so it turns out when she got married, she was really still married to the first husband. Okay? So what happens? Tetze. So now she has to leave the second husband. Why? Because she married him. She was together with him when she was an Eishes Ish, right? And the halacha is, if you're together with a woman who's mizana with another man when she's married to somebody else, so she's forbidden asur labal, asur labal. She's forbidden to both her original husband and to the new guy. So she has to leave him. And va'avlad rishon mamzer va'achron ina mamzer. Right? But it depends up. But from the children's perspective, only the original, only the child she had when she was still an Ishish Ish, right, to the original husband, that child's a mamzer. But children she had subsequently after the first husband had actually passed away, so those children are not mamzer. Because during that time when she had this subsequent children, her first husband had already died. Okay. Next case. Amrula meis balech. They said to her, your husband had died. V'niskacha, and then she goes ahead and she does kiddushin, okay? V'achakach ba'abala, and then her husband shows up. So she just did done kiddushin, nothing else, and then her husband shows up. Her original husband shows up. Muteras lachsalo, she can go back to him. Why? Because all she had done was kiddushin with the new guy. Afa pisha nasan la'acharon, and then so that's muteras lachsalo. She can go back to him. And by the way, Afa Bisha Nasan La Acharon Get Lo Pasla Mina Kahuna Lo Pasla Mina Kahuna. She would even if, let's say, she had done kiddushin with the new guy, and he gave her a get from that kiddushin, still she can go back to her original husband. Why? We're gonna have to see. Presumably because she never had attachments with him, right? So she can go back to the original Cohen, that's not the only reason, and because she was never really married to him. So if he gave her a get, she's not a grusha, right? That wasn't a real get, right? It was a get, but it was fake, because really her husband was alive all the time, right? At Zudash Rabbi Elazar ben Masya v'isha grusha misha v'lo mi'isha enosha enisha, right? So what's the drasha? The drasha is, the pasuk says, isha grusha misha lo yikacho, a Cohen can't marry a woman who is divorced from her husband. Veloma isha ain't no isha, but she wasn't really divorced, right? If she's divorced from a man who's not her husband, that's not a divorce. She's not a divorcee. She's not a grusha. Yeah, he gave her a get and she accepted it, but the whole thing was loy divay ma'olam. The whole thing was a fake. So in which case, you can't call her a grusha to make her forbidden to go back to her husband. So even if he was a kohen, in that scenario, if it was only from kiddushin, even if he gave her a get, she's not going to be forbidden to go back to her original husband. Fine. So we have a lot to unpack here, of course. Okay, so it says the Gemara as follows. My Rishon, or my Acharon. What's in the first case? We're talking about Rishon and Acharon, right? The whole case was that they said to her, your husband died, and then the son died, right? So she thinks that she's not a, she thinks she's not a Yavama, and she goes out, she marries a new guy, and the whole time she's really supposed to be with the Yavam, and so she's a Yavama that marries, needs to shuk, in which case, all the children lechora should be mamzerim. So what's Rishon and Acharon? What are you telling me that for? So says Gemara, Ilem Rishon lifnei Shmua v'Acharon la'achar Shmua. If you want to say the first children from before she found out, and Acharon children even after she found out, lest they have a lot of mamzer, just say the children are mamzerim. There's nothing. There's no chiddush in Rishon v'Acharon. All the children are mamzerim because the point is either way, it doesn't matter when they found out. So the answer is Gemara. No, Mishum, like we answer very often. Mishum to go by the business seifa amrula meis baleich vaniseis v'achach amulei kayim haya umeis harisha mamzer v'achon ena mamzer. Right, since we had the later case, right, which was where it actually made a difference, right, to know when he died. Were you together with her? We go this new man before your husband died. After the husband died, right, she found that the death was actually more delayed than she thought. In that case, the first child's a mamzer, the second child is not. So since you have Rishon and Acharon, therefore Tani Nami Reisha Rishon v'Acharon mamzer. So therefore, in the Reisha we said no, Rishon and Acharon mamzer. I mean, you don't care about the timing. That's the reason. If we were just quoting that case, we wouldn't care. But because we have a later case where the timing matters, so we mentioned Rishon v'Acharon in the Reisha also. So it has no other meaning besides that. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Zu divi Rabbi Akiva. Right, so this whole conversation is only according to Rabbi Akiva, not a different sheet of Rabbi Akiva now. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva says, Shaya Omer in Kiddushin Tofsin Bechayv Elavin. Because he holds that Kiddushin is not Tofes when it comes to Chayv Elavin. Right? If you're Chayv Elavin, any Isser Lav, there's no Kiddushin there, which would mean that even in the case where a Kohen marries a Grusha, for example, there would be no Tfisus Kiddushin. We typically pass that there is Kiddushin, but it's an Isser. But Rabbi Kiva holds that there's not even any kiddushin, the kiddushin is not tov in such a case. Aval chacham romim ein mamzer meyavama. Right, but and by the way, he holds since there's no Gemara seems to be including the idea that since kiddushin is not tofes, then the old kiddushin when a chayv elavin, that's why the children of that union are mamzerim. But the chachamim hold ein mamzer meyavama. Right, but the chachamim hold in a situation of yavama, meaning yavama who goes ahead and marries some other person other than the Yavam, Chacham say that's not a mamzer. So Gemara says, if you're concerned that the sentence there is not parallel, so is the Gemara. Vilema ein mamzer mechayv elavin. Rabbi Kiva holds, right, Kiddush is not Tobi's chayv elavin. Chacham say there's no mamzer from Yavama. Yavama is a very specific case. Why didn't you tell me Chacham say there's no mamzer mechayv elavin in general? So Gemara says, Gemara, not so fast. Hi, because it's not. Hi, Tana. Hi Tana, Hach Tana, the Rabbi Akiva. This Tana is the Tana of Rabbi Akiva. Why the Amar Mechave Lavin Disheir Have Mamzer Mechave Lavin Kuride Lo Have Mamzer. And the answer is because this Tana is like Rabbi is the Tana of Rabbi Akiva, right? Who holds that's Chave Lavin of Sheir. Sheir means kurva. Sheir always means like incest, like relationships, people who are related. right? It's the specificity the chayv lavin of people who are otherwise krovim to you, your brother, your sister, etc. That it creates a mamzer, but stam a chayv lavin on their own are not do not create a mamzer. Like for example, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyo. Right, that's chayv lavin, but that's not mishum kurva. Right, that's just that's not because they're related in some way.
Isn't it the same as saying the kares versus not kares, basically?
It's the same as saying kares versus
you're
not kares.
Ones by the chayav elavim that get kares, right? So
it's a good question because that's not what how. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, "Hai Tana." It's four lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. "Hai Tana v'chachamim omrim." Right. This a Tana who quotes the chachamim. Right. Ein mamzer miyavama. The implication is that the Chachamim hold there are some chavilavim with the vlad is a mamzer, right? So Tana de Bei Rabbi Kivi, that Tana who quotes the Chachamim that way, he's coming even from Rabbi Kiva's camp. Why? Dika Tana be Perak Acholitz, the Aliv de Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Yesh Mamzer mechavilavin de Sheir. Right? It sounds like what he means to say is that it's sort of like Rabbi Kiva versus another opinion of Rabbi Kiva. It's not really Chachamim. Right, that hold there's mamzer mechayv lavin the she'er de machmas kurva kagon anusas aviv, right, like the woman who had been raped by the person's father, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Kai Allah belav, there's losa say reperik nosin who kagon nosi as chalutzaso, a man who marries his chalutza, the Kai Allah belo yavama lo yibane belav the kurva who have a mamzer, right, it's only lavs of kurva, but those cases are not chayv karis, they're still only lavin. If that's the point. So it's still more broad than a scenario simply of chayve kares, right? Because the general approach is that the other approach of Rebbe Kiva is if it's chayve kares, that's going to create a mamzer. If it's not, then it's not. Yeah, correct. So this is more in the middle. Right. It's a chayve la, but only mishum kurva. So there's only a la, but it's not. That's not kares. But nevertheless, you create a mamzer. Okay.
Right. So it's another view of what Rebbe Kiva.
It sounds to be another. Right. It's not. If we call it chachamim, it's not really chachamim. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. So that's the Gemara saying no. Hai Tana hach Tana de Rabbi Akiva hu, right? It's not really Chachamim, and that's probably what the Gemara is bothered by. Like, well, I thought the Chachamim hold, there's no Ma'amzer Chachamim Lav. The answer is it's not really Rabbi Akiva. It's not really the Chachamim. It's really another Tana of Rabbi Akiva. That's Lav and Chayv Lav and Sheir. They create a Ma'amzer. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, turn the page. Amar Rav. So how do I know? Right, this idea of kiddush not being tovus by yavama, how do I know that would be correct? Right, so the pasuk says that this woman, after the husband passes away, the wife of the man should not go hachutza to some other man. Lo sehei ba havaya lazar. Right, lo sihiye lo havaya. Havaya always implies kiddushin, and she's going to be with someone else. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Shmuel Amar Bani Yuseinu Tzricha Get. Bani Yuseinu Tzricha Get. Shmuel says that since we can't really, because of our poorness, meaning our lack of understanding, right, because we can't really understand how to explain the pasuk, we have to give a get, meaning misafik, basically. Then in this scenario, if a Yavama would be together with a non-Yavam, some other man, so Yehuda Marav is saying there's no condition. Right? The Pasuk says there's no condition. But Shmuel says we don't really know. And therefore, Misafik, we have to give a guess. So the Gemara explains, what's the Safik? Miskele the Shmuel. Hai lo siya eshes hames ila lav huda asa ila lo tasiba kiddushin huda asa. Right? He doesn't know, is that coming to teach me a lav, that they can't get married, or is it coming to teach me that there's no tzrichas kiddushin even, and they can't even get married. Meaning sometimes you're just telling me there's an iser, you can't get married, but if you get married, it works. Or you're telling me that it's actually no tzrichas kiddushin. So Amalei Rav Mary bar Rachel the Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Meimar Halacha Kavasi Dishmu. So Rav Mary, the son of Rachel, says to Rav Ashi, this is what Meimar said, that the halacha is like Shmuel, that misafik we would pass next Shmuel. So Amrav Ashi Hashda Amrav Meimar Hechasa Kavasi Shmuel Im Haya Yevama Kohen Choletzla Vishayle. We're gonna we'll pick up from this Rav Ashi next week. Okay.